News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Because a significant minority of Irish people say they believe in conspiracy theories about a secret world government, scientists deceiving the public, and experiments being carried out on people without their knowledge or consent. So says new research carried out by the Electoral Commission. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. I have to say, Ruth, I was kind of shocked by these figures. How have conspiracy theories become so common?
Good morning, Shane. Well, I mean, one of the things that these data are worrisome, I think, but it's also very useful that we now have them, because we don't have a huge amount of research about how common it is for people to believe in conspiracy theories. And in fact, most of the research that's been done, most of this type of research has only been done in the last kind of 8 years. So this does provide us with a good baseline of what people in Ireland believe when it comes to things like conspiracy theories. So while we don't know for sure that the trend is for more people believing in these kind of ideas, I think a lot of us feel that's what's happening.
So the one that jumped out at me, a small secret group of people is responsible for making all major decisions in world politics. 10% of people said definitely true. A further quarter said probably true. So you've got like 35% who say either definitely true or probably true. 20% they're not sure. So a majority of people in Ireland think that a small group of people make decisions in secret for the whole world, either believe that to be the case or aren't sure if that is the case. Like, that's bonkers.
And again, this is a conspiracy theory that does take root internationally. You get this in countries all over the world, this idea that a very small group of people are sort of secretly and ideally with nefarious purposes running the whole world. But Ireland, this level of belief sits somewhere in the middle. So we see a huge range of different beliefs. And in countries with, you know, very high level of corruption, in some African countries, this can be up to 70 or 80% of people will believe this theory. But then if you take a country like Denmark, it'll be down in the very low levels. So we're probably sitting about average in terms of belief in this kind of idea, which again is kind of worrying, as you say.
Is social media a factor?
Again, I don't think we have enough data to say that definitively. But when you look at the research in this area, one of the things about these kind of theories, people will call them self-sealing. It's this idea that you can continue to affirm your bias, or you can be in an echo chamber where if you believe something, you can continually reinforce that belief. And of course, while conspiracy theories aren't new, social media does provide a way for people to connect much more easily with information that will reinforce what they believe. So certainly it's likely that it is making those beliefs stronger. And maybe that's what you're calling out here when you see the number of people that are saying things are definitely true or probably true.
Is there anything that can be done to address this and the widespread belief in conspiracy theories? Pretty outlandish conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and again, it's incredibly difficult. Once people have decided that they believe in one of these ideas, it's very, very difficult to shift that belief. And in fact, what research has shown is one of the only ways to do it, a bit like a vaccine, is to inoculate against these beliefs. So this is the idea that you get to people before they form these beliefs, and you sort of give them balanced information in advance. So that idea of balanced information coming from experts and trusted sources, teaching people critical thinking from early ages, how to investigate
in school,
their sources.
Proper civic. I know it's not called civics anymore, but that kind of thing.
In school and beyond, because it's not only young people who are going to be susceptible to these, and you kind of need to be reminded all the time, because new conspiracy theories come along all the time, and we've always had them, and they do probably peak around times of uncertainty. So historians say they peaked after the Second World War. And I think while we don't have maybe enough evidence now to say, we may look back at these years and say they certainly were peaking now. So that critical thinking is an important part of addressing them.
Okay, Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at the Science Foundation Ireland. Thank you for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.